This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to take a look at the new candidates for president who have just jumped into what some people call the overcrowded hot tub of the Republican nomination race. Well, there's certainly a large amount of room taken up in that hot tub by former Governor Chris Christie. I know, there are people on Fox who got in trouble for making remarks that seem to reflect on his weight, but President Trump has issued through Truth Social an entire attack on Chris Christie based upon food and eating and Chris Christie's size. We will get to that. The difference between Mike Pence and his announcement of candidacy this morning in Ankeny, Iowa. And he had a warm crowd. The crowd was clearly enthusiastic about him. It was a high-minded, uplifting, inspiring, patriotic speech. And one of the things that he said is he said, "Ours will be a vision grounded in freedom. And all this work," the former vice president said, "we will not seek to divide the American people, but instead appeal to the better angels of their nature." And then he said this: "The American people deserve to know that on that day, January 6th, which he rightly described as a terrible day for the country, not a beautiful day as President Trump has described it, he said, "The American people deserve to know that on that day, President Trump also demanded that I choose between him and the Constitution. Now voters will be faced with the same choice. I chose the Constitution, and I always will." Pence later noted how his son, a Marine, has sometimes reminded him that they both made the same pledge as public servants. Without naming Trump specifically, Pence said that anyone who would disregard the Constitution should never be president. That's not when he's 78, not when he's 82, not when he's 86, never. He went on and he said, "I understand the disappointment that many still feel about the outcome of the 2020 election, but elections are about the future," he said, "and their differences in vision," he suggested, led to the historically unusual decision that he took to challenge the former president in 2024. You have to go back to Thomas Jefferson to find a vice president who actually ran against the president who had selected him. And Jefferson did it because at the beginning of the Republic, before the 12th Amendment in 1804, the vice president was the guy who finished second in the Electoral College in the presidential race. And that was Thomas Jefferson in 1796, and so then he ran against John Adams a second time, and the second time he won and became president. In any event, Christie's town hall had a very different tone. And speaking at St. Anselm College to a very receptive, enthusiastic crowd, Chris Christie didn't mince words about his attitude toward Donald J. Trump. Listen, clip two.
"Lonely, self-consumed, self-serving mirror hog is not a leader. Well, let me be clear, in case I have not been already. The person I am talking about, who is obsessed with the mirror, who never admits a mistake, who never admits a fault, and who always finds someone else and something else to blame for whatever goes wrong, but finds every reason to take credit for anything that goes right, is Donald Trump. And If we don't have that conversation with you, we don't deserve to ask for your vote. We don't deserve the mantle of leadership. We don't deserve to have you think of us as people worthy of leadership.
That's Governor Christie. The difficulty that he has with this is that with his tough words about former President Trump, there are a lot of Americans who agree with that. But they may not agree to vote for Chris Christie because Chris Christie endorsed Trump and supported him. And he supported him in 2020. In 2020, when Trump was running for re-election, Chris Christie was his primary advisor on presidential debates. By the way, you remember how disastrous those debates were between Trump and Biden? They were awful. Christie worked with Trump on that. In fact, it was during the debate preparation that Chris Christie got COVID. And apparently resents that at this point. Chris Christie also compared Trump to Voldemort from the Harry Potter series. Listen, clip three.
We have pretenders all around us who want to tell you, pick me, because I'm kind of like what you picked before, but not quite as crazy. But I don't want to say his name, because for these other pretenders, he is, for those of you who read the Harry Potter books, like Voldemort. He is he who shall not be named.
Is it really that bad? Of course, Chris Christie knows that he's competing, and particularly in New Hampshire. He's competing with Ron DeSantis. He's competing with Tim Scott. He's competing with Nikki Haley. And the difficulty here is there's a question that Chris Christie, I think, would find it difficult to answer. Does he regret now that he helped Trump in the campaign of 2020? I mean, what he says in interviews is that he split with Trump because Trump didn't recognize that he had lost in 2020. But given the two impeachments, given the difficulties, now, of course, the second impeachment didn't occur until after the election was over, but the idea that as recently as November of 2020, Chris Christie was part of Team Trump. How does he justify that, given the hard-hitting view of the Trump personality? Did Trump's personality change? Did he go from being a good guy to being a mirror hog, as Chris Christie describes him? Or has he always been the same Trump, which is exactly what a lot of people love about him? And part of what people will love about him is the way he responded to Chris Christie. We will get to that and to more, including the mysterious reaction to the worthwhile or not nature of college education that is felt by people who are attending colleges and universities. And the general media response to all of the new candidates who are running, including one emphasizing the economy, the little-known but very formidable governor of North Dakota, Doug Burgum. Why should he be taken seriously at all? We will be back to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's open, it's expansive, it's welcoming, it's filled with life.
This is the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7. How much will the new tax on gasoline impact your commuting costs? How can a Trojan horse income tax effort be inserted into a property tax relief proposal? And is your local school prioritizing critical race theory over teaching math and reading? Well, Washington Policy Center will keep you informed on everything you need to know about state policy. At WashingtonPolicy.org, you can subscribe to WPC's free Friday newsletter and get the information and analysis you need to stay on top of what's happening in our state. Go to WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Struggling with credit card debt, high interest rates? There is a solution. Credit Guard of America is a nonprofit licensed and bonded company with an A-plus rating with the BBB. Credit Guard has helped people nationwide get out of debt for over 32 years. They will reduce your interest by up to 50%, stop collection calls, and roll everything into one low monthly payment. This is not a loan, and you do need at least $5,000 or more in credit debt to qualify. Call Credit Guard now at 800-208-9833 for a free, no-obligation consultation. That's right, call 800-208-9833 now.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Michael Medved Show, an email came in from Jay in Renton, Washington, who says the nomination of Trump this time, and more especially last time, is being propped up by those who want the Republicans to nominate the candidate they would most like to beat, the media's choice. And just to give a little bit of support to what Jay is saying, the analysis of the campaign of 2016, the campaign that Trump won, he got over $1 billion of free advertising from CNN and MSNBC, from Fox, of course, because they broadcast all of his rallies, because they could get people to watch those rallies. But it may also be because it was widely believed in 2016 that there was no way he could possibly be elected, especially after that Access Hollywood thing. And yes, Trump had said during the campaign, I could go down Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody in the head and my people would still vote for me. But I don't think that people in mainstream media really believed that. And they did think that by promoting Trump and giving him the Republican nomination, helping him get the Republican nomination by giving him so much more coverage. I mean, he was running against Ted Cruz and John Kasich and Ben Carson for a while. How much coverage did they get? And the answer is almost none. The Jay in Renton says, conservative Republicans would have nominated Ted Cruz in 2016. And I think a ticket, he says, of Ron DeSantis with either Tim Scott or Nikki Haley would be unstoppable. Therefore, these candidates must be destroyed before the convention to be certain that Trump is the nominee, just like 2016. It's not Republican voters who are clamoring for the worst nominee. This is a consensus between the Democratic Party and their accomplices in the media. Interesting, and I don't think he's entirely wrong, by any means. Chris Christie at his town hall, just to give you a little bit more of the flavor of it, it was an entertaining speech. Chris Christie is a terrific communicator. I'm proud that he's been on this show a lot. And he had this to say about the Trump family grift. This at a time, of course, when there are lots of Republicans who are talking about the Biden family grift. That's a subject of all kinds of congressional investigations by Jim Jordan and Jamie Comer and others in the Congress of the United States. But here is Chris Christie regarding Trump, 9.5.
The grift from this family is breathtaking. It's breathtaking. Jared Kushner and Ivanka Kushner walk out of the White House and months later get $2 billion from the Saudis. $2 billion from the Saudis. You think it's because he's some kind of investing genius? Or do you think it's because he was sitting next to the President of the United States for 4 years doing favors for the Saudis? That's your money. That's your money he stole and gave it to his family. You know what that makes us? A banana republic. That's what it makes us.
And then he talks clearly and forcefully, I think correctly, on the war in Ukraine, which is an issue where President Trump has been, basically saying that simply he thinks the war in Ukraine is a shame, and it never would have happened if he was still president, and keeps repeating over and over and over again that he could put an end to the war in just 24 hours. Christie doesn't believe that. Listen.
And now I heard him say, if we made him president again, he would settle the Ukraine war in 24 hours. Did you hear that one? That's a beauty. That's really in a career of complete falsehoods. That makes the top five. But let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Let's say Donald Trump could settle it in 24 hours. Let me tell you how he would. He'd give Ukraine to Russia. And he said it. He said it on television. He said it at CNN. And he said, look, Russia's going to wind up with Ukraine anyway, so what's the difference? That's how he'd settle it in 24 hours. He'd call Zelensky and say, hey, guess what? Time to raise the Russian flag up on the pole. We're out of here.
By the way, there's an alternative to that. There's a fine column that answers that and has to do with the end of the war in Ukraine. It's a column under the title Envisioning an Endgame for Ukraine, a column by Brett Stevens. And he writes, a crushing and unmistakable defeat is precisely what is necessary to put an end to Russia's imperialistic ambition. It's easy to forget how now that last year's invasion was the third time Vladimir Putin had launched a war of conquest, intimidation, and annexation against his neighbors. Following the invasion of Georgia in 2008 and the seizure of Ukrainian soil in 2014. And that's not counting cyber warfare against Estonia, assassinations on British soil, the downing of Malaysia Airlines Flight 17, or the annihilation of Grozny. Each act of aggression went essentially unpunished, tempting Russia into the next one. If the war in Ukraine ends with Putin having achieved at least some of his goals and suffering no irreparable consequences to his regime, the only exit ramp the West will have found is Putin's on-ramp to his next outrage. I think that's brilliantly written and completely correct. The alternative, writes Brett Stevens, is winning. It is what Ukrainians deserve, what the overwhelming majority want, and they demand from their political leadership. To help Ukraine restore its pre-February 2022 borders, but no further, with compensation in the form of membership in the European Union and a bilateral U.S.-Ukraine security treaty modeled on America's security cooperation with Israel. Would this increase America's exposure to Russian aggression? No, it would diminish it. For the same reason Putin didn't dare attack the NATO member Baltic states, but twice attacked Ukraine. Dictators prey on the weak, not the strong. Would it satisfy Ukraine's need for security? Yes, both in guaranteed access to Europe's markets and America's arms. And would it humiliate Putin in the best way possible by showing him and other despots within and beyond Russia that aggression against democracies can never pay? So what is the reaction of Donald Trump to the Christie announcement that slammed him so hard? We'll get to that and more coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
With all due respect, that's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard.
This is The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. Former Vice President Mike Pence kicked off his presidential campaign in Iowa today by criticizing the Biden administration for the troubles facing the U.S.
Our border's under siege. Inflation's at a near 40-year high. Gas prices are through the roof. Crime is skyrocketing in our major cities. Our national debt is piling up like a mountain range.
Pence also stated that former President Trump's disregard for the Constitution should permanently disqualify him from future presidencies. Smoke from the Canadian wildfires is causing major delays for air traffic in and out of New York. Flights departing from LaGuardia and Newark airports are experiencing significant delays due to reduced visibility caused by the smoke. A former Donald Trump aide confirms testifying before a federal grand jury in Florida regarding Trump's handling of classified documents. Taylor Budowich, currently running the Super PAC MAGA Inc., has criticized the investigation. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Michael Medved show, Donald Trump is not running for president. Well, not yet. What do I mean? He's running for the Republican nomination for president, which is very different, which means he has to convince Republicans that all of the ongoing investigations and indictments and charges and the whole collection of attacks on President Trump, so that it's all unfair, that it all means that conservatives should support President Trump all the more. And there's a hotline poll that was just published on the hotline poll track. This was taken at the end of May with 1,000 registered voters. And what they report is this, that former President Trump has been able to convince most of his Republican base that most of the criminal allegations against him were politically motivated. But a big majority of independent and Democratic voters do not see it that way. This is the latest nationwide Navigator poll. It found that 65% of Americans now believe Trump has committed a crime. Now, they didn't ask a follow-up question, is that, okay, if you voted yes and you think Trump has committed a crime, what do you think should happen to him? Pay a fine? Go to prison? What? And what crime? Since late March, the poll says the share of Americans who say Trump has committed a crime has increased by 12 points. A majority of Republicans That's 57% of Republicans said that he has not committed a crime. That means that a full 43% of Republicans are not sure, or they believe, along with the overwhelming majority of non-Republicans, that Trump has committed crimes having to do with keeping of business records or handling of classified documents or mail fraud, which has to do with the $250 million that was raised by Trump organizations to overturn the election, or a seditious conspiracy, which is one of the charges regarding January 6th. The majority of Republicans, 57%, said that he has not committed a crime. The poll comes as the federal grand jury that has been hearing evidence in the Justice Department's investigation of Trump's handling of classified documents meets again this week. It's unclear whether any indictments are on the horizon, but the national focus is shifting back to the former president's alleged crimes. If the grand jury does decide to charge Trump, it would be the first time a former president has been charged with a federal crime. And apparently there are two grand juries under Jack Smith. There's one that's been working in Washington, and one that's been working in Florida. And one of the points about the Florida grand jury is it's much tougher when you look at the state of Florida to say, well, Trump can't get a fair trial here because people in Florida are so much opposed to him. Trump won Florida. I mean, Ron DeSantis won Florida by 19 points. It's increasingly a Republican haven. So the fact that Jack Smith, of the Justice Department, is running a grand jury in Florida takes away some of that suspicion that is part of what the Trump campaign has been promoting. Let us go to right now a new Trump campaign ad. It's just released. And it basically is about the attacks on Trump, comparing people on the left who are attacking President Trump with rabid wolves. Listen.
Here's a question for you. Just how far are the radical left and inside the Beltway bandits willing to go to stop him? We all know they hate him for winning the fight to protect life, for exposing their deep state, for draining their precious swamp. And they already know he'll crush Biden. So like a pack of rabid wolves, they attack. So let's impeach him. Let's get tainted radical left prosecutors to charge him. Let's conspire with Hillary and the FBI with fake stories about him, all to distract from Biden's incompetence, weakness, and money-grabbing corruption. But here's the thing. He'll never blink. That's called having the courage of your convictions. And it's why he's our president.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
That's an effective ad, I think. And again, it's an effective ad because what Trump is trying to do right now is not to win an election. It's to win primaries and to win caucuses and to discourage opposition within the Republican Party. Because will that kind of ad, emphasizing the fact that Trump has been so controversial and so many charges against him, is that going to particularly work with the electorate in general? No, it can work with Republicans. And I think it also works some of President Trump's attempts at humor on his social media outlet on Truth Social. He gives his own review of the Chris Christie announcement speech last night. And President Trump writes, "How many times did Chris Christie use the word small? Does he have a psychological problem with size?" And he writes size in all caps. "Actually, his speech was small and not very good. It rambled all over the place, and nobody had a clue of what he was talking about. Hard to watch, boring. But that's what you get from a failed governor of New Jersey who left office with a 7% approval rating and then got run out of New Hampshire. This time, it won't be any different. Well, it's already a little bit different because John Roberts, a Fox News host, not the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, made a joke at Chris Christie's expense about drinking a milkshake. This is what it sounded like on air after Christie's announcement, clip 16.
To use a modification of a metaphor that we were using in the panel earlier today, it's like you'd have two milkshakes, right? The Republican Party is two milkshakes. And this one, representing almost half the party, because that's what the polling shows, has got one straw in it, and that's Donald Trump's straw, right? And the other milkshake, which represents the non-Donald Trump part of the Republican Party, has how many straws in it now? And now we're going to have Chris Christie's straw in there. And judging by Chris Christie's physical stature, he could drink a lot of that milkshake if he wanted to. But you're not...
Later, this led to an on-air apology. We are a sensitive people. Listen, this is...
Before we go on, I just want to take a moment to address something because I really do feel terrible about it. Earlier on the show, I was making an analogy to describe the Republican voter pool. And I made a comment that I meant to be lighthearted, but immediately realized was hurtful toward Governor Chris Christie. I should not have said what I said. I deeply regret it, and I sincerely apologize to the governor.
Okay. I don't think it was a particularly great analogy either way, because drinking a milkshake, there's a limited amount of milkshake you can consume. And here, there virtually is no limit to the amount of money that people who are very well endowed by some of the campaign supporters they have, people like Tim Scott, and certainly like Ron DeSantis, like President Trump himself, can spend with no limit. So is Chris Christie more than a kamikaze candidate? We'll get to that coming up.
It's called The Michael Medved Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. Medved Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I listen to you every single day.
And on the Michael Medved show, an email came in from BR in Bothell. And it concerns one of the other candidates for president who is, at least according to the polling, gaining some real traction on the Democratic side. The fact is that there are no formal opponents to Joe Biden for the Democratic nomination, except for Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a 69-year-old son of Senator Robert Kennedy, who was killed way back in 1968. He was killed when his son, his third son, who's Robert F. Kennedy Jr., was 14, which you can only imagine. I mean, there were 11 Kennedy children left behind, including one in utero when Robert Kennedy was shot. B.R. in Bothell writes, you were at the Ambassador Hotel 55 years ago when RFK was murdered. RFK Jr. says a security guard hired 5 days before the assassination shot his father from behind, and that rounds from his handgun were the cause of RFK's death. To say nothing of the CIA. Why does Junior believe this? Seems nutty to me. Too much drug abuse in his younger days? There was a great deal of drug abuse in his younger days. He was actually arrested and faced legal consequences for heroin use when he was younger. And aside from that, one of the things that I've said many times on this show is that the problem about people who believe in conspiracy theories is that you can't choose just one. When you buy into a conspiratorial mindset and you believe that there are evil forces who are secretly controlling the universe and that we don't know what's really going on and all of the institutions of life, including the police department and the FBI and, of course, the CIA and the government and all those forms, is all evil and it's all involved in conspiratorial activity. Once you buy into that, you're going to buy into anything. And RFK Jr. has given so much of his life to the idea that vaccinations, and not just COVID vaccinations, measles vaccinations, polio vaccinations, things that have saved countless lives around the world, he honestly believes, and he talks about it, that is the source of horrible things that are going on around us. Or that psychiatric medications, psychotropic drugs that can actually make a tremendous difference to the kind of people we see stricken on the streets all the time, that those drugs actually are responsible for the increase in mass shootings. Well, we were talking yesterday, we actually have a dramatic decrease in the murder rate of what's going on in the United States in the first 5 months of 2023. And the notion, medically, scientifically, statistically, factually, the notion that somehow the taking of antipsychotic drugs, that one of the things that is, I think, obviously undeniable, is that people who take antipsychotic drugs are much more likely to be psychotic. Not because of the drugs. The psychosis leads to their indulgence in the drugs, and sometimes those drugs don't help. But the point being that this belief in conspiracy theories, there's also one of the children, Dexter King, of Dr. Martin Luther King, who believed that James Earl Ray, and James Earl Ray confessed to killing his father. And we know exactly where he was and where he made the shot. And there's no question about how Dr. King was killed. There's question about how it is that James Earl Ray got away from Memphis and actually had to be apprehended years later. But James Earl Ray confessed, for God's sake, and yet there was a son of Dr. King who was so untethered by what had happened, the great tragedy that happened with his father's death, that he actually met with James Earl Ray in prison and shook hands with him. And you have this situation where RFK Jr. is one of two children, I believe, of the 11 children. I think there are only 9 surviving children of RFK, the original RFK, who believe that, no, Sirhan was innocent. And I was not close enough. I was not in the kitchen. I was right up toward the front, right under near where the podium was the night of the assassination, because I had worked in the campaign. And, you know, this was just a thrill because it was winning the California primary. And it meant, we thought, that Robert Kennedy was going to be the presidential nominee for the Democratic Party. But in any event, he then went through a hallway, through the kitchen of the Ambassador Hotel, to go upstairs where there was a more exclusive celebration with people who were political contributors. And he was on his way when he was shot in the kitchen by Sirhan. But this idea that it was actually a security guard, part of what they say is the security guard was firing back at Sirhan. But the thing is, Sirhan fired at RFK's head so close. He was right behind him. And the idea that, given the fact that we have diaries and written statements by Sirhan talking about, yes, I am going to kill RFK and here's why, and the why was his support for Israel. The idea that this was all a fraud and that RFK Jr. Believes that we can't take the actual explanation seriously, that Sirhan, like most assassins of prominent people, was basically a lone nut. I don't believe that he was helped by other terrorists, other Palestinian terrorists, but he did the crime. And again, this partially indicates why it's so dangerous to begin imbibing conspiracy theories, because usually the one leads to another, and it's one of about 200 reasons I can think of why anyone who votes for Robert Kennedy Jr. for president is deeply troubled. Deeply troubled. You shouldn't even consider it. Considering other candidates for president, Van Jones on CNN, no friend of Republicans of any sort, no friend of Chris Christie's either. He writes Chris Christie off as a kamikaze candidate on CNN. This is clip 7.
Of all the legal jeopardies and all the different prosecutors are looking at him, the most dangerous prosecutor for him right now is Chris Christie. Because Chris Christie can say whatever he wants to. He has nothing to lose. He is like 0% chance of winning. And he is a household name. So if he continues to do what he's doing, he's not going to get the nomination. But you finally have somebody in this race that's not scared of Donald Trump. And so you might have a big kamikaze candidate right now, which is what I would say Chris Christie is likely to be. Chris Kamikaze Christie. He is going to take Donald Trump on head on and prosecute this guy. And he is a top-notch prosecutor. And so Trump is going to have to deal with a prosecutor on stage with him at some point, I would imagine. And that could open a lane for somebody else. Chris Christie is not going to get the nomination, but I'm glad he's in the race.
And by the way, he mentions he was a top-flight prosecutor. There's one particular victim of Chris Christie's prosecution when he was a top-flight federal prosecutor. His name is Charles Kushner, who is the father of Jared Kushner, who was married to Trump's daughter, Ivanka. And that's just part of history. And Charles Kushner actually went to jail. Surprise, surprise, surprise. He was pardoned by his relative through marriage, by Donald Trump. And it's not a tremendous surprise that Chris Christie, with that history, mentioned particularly Jared and Ivanka and the contract that they got with the Saudis at the end of the administration. There's more. There is a new candidate who is the mystery candidate. He doesn't deserve to be. He's better than that. The governor of North Dakota. What is he running for? President. And does he have a chance? And speaking of people who do have a chance, a new Tim Scott ad, which is first rate, and more about wokeness and the war.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.